Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we are doing Daf Zayin Amud Beis, if you're supposed to call it that. I'm still not sure. In the Mishnah Berurah, we're in Siman Reish Mem Hey, we're in the middle of Se'if Aleph. So what we learned yesterday was that if you have a guy and a Jew who have a shutfus with each other, and the business runs 7 days a week, so they have to make it tonight, Me'ikara, that the guy gets all the profits that come in on Shabbos, and then they could split the rest of the week. But the guy gets all of the Shabbos profits, and they could even make it in such a way that the Jew gets Yom Echad Kenegdo, that the guy will get Shabbos profits, the Jew will get Sunday profits. So that's if they make the Tanai in advance. So we are up to the very top of page 14, the second word on the page. V'imlo hisnu b'tchila. If they did not make a Tanai in advance, so then when they divide it, they can't just have a Jew take all the Sunday profits and the non-Jew take all the Shabbos profits and split the rest. No. Then the non-Jew has to take all the Shabbos profits and they split the rest. The Jew doesn't care the Yom Echad Keneged, what the guy got. The guy gets all the Shabbos profits and they just have to split the other 6 days evenly if they didn't make this deal in advance. And if they don't know how much money came in on Shabbos, then you just take 1/7 of the profits that were made and the Yainu Yehudi takes that and they split the other 6/7 of the profits that were made. Take a look at Mishaburus of Katan Zayin. If they did not make a Tanai in advance, so Kasav Stama lesser below Hisnu. Afilum lo amar lo avodata b'Shabbos ani b'chol. This is even if the Jew never told the guy to work on Shabbos. Still, if they didn't make a deal in advance, then the Jew cannot get paid a day corresponding to the Shabbos day that the guy gets. Even though the Jew never said go work on Shabbos, they never made this deal in advance, and therefore the Jew is going to lose out on that Shabbos profit. V'gam b'shas chalukah lo hiskelo shel Shabbos, and even though when they're dividing it, they never mention Shabbos. El rotzo lachlokim ostam b'shabbat. He just says, let's take all the profit of the business, let's split it all evenly. Afilu hachiyasu. You're still not allowed to do that. Kivin shelo hisnu kodem shenishtatfu. Since they did not make a tanai prior to entering into that shutfus, they have to make the tanai prior to entering the shutfus if things are going to even out. If they don't make a tanai prior to entering that shutfus, things will not even out. The guy is going to get all the Shabbos profits, and then the rest they will be able to split. Comes the Ramah and says, Ramah, V'yesh matirin asachar b'diavad afilu lo hisnu, that some allow for the Jew to get his portion of the profits corresponding to the guy getting Shabbos' portion of the profits, even without making a tanai in advance. V'chalku stam, and they divided stam, v'nirali d'behafsid gadol yesh l'smochalayu. He says, I think in a situation of hafsid gadol, we can rely on that shita. If you look in Sivkat and Chesem Mishabura, Hainu, Shabishas Haluka lo Hiskalo Yisrael Sashabis Lomar, Atatitil Kanagadiom Amalcha Bishabis, and Yetal Kanagadiom Amali Bechol, El Cholkustam Bishava, that the when they're dividing up the money, they do not say, you, the guy, take all the Shabbos profits and I'll take all the Sunday profits. They just decide that we'll take all the profits and we'll split it 50-50. We have $100,000 of profits. I'll take $50,000, you take $50,000, without mentioning Shabbos or anything else. V'gam Mayri Shalom Elo B'tchila, and we're also talking about a case where he never said initially, Avorat HaBashabbos Ani Avod Kenegd HaBachol, that you work on Shabbos and I'll work Sunday. Elo Ha'enu Yehudi Asa Me'atzmo Shalom B'tzivuyo. The guy did it on his own. D'ilaf Achi Asal Kol Yalma B'chol Zeh, because if that were not the case, then this would be also according to everyone. D'gali Daito D'shluch Ayol Shabbos U'alma Kenegd HaBachol, because it would be evident that he's working as the shliach of the Jew on Shabbos, and the Jew is working to compensate for that on a weekday. Because all the work has to be divided between these two people, and they're both in it together. Vida, and he says, what you need to realize is the this is all if they are genuinely partners in the business. But if the guy doesn't really own the business, he's really just an employee in the business, and he's going to get some portion of the profits for doing his work. Then none of these heterim work. Then even if you made it tanai at the outset, it doesn't work. To say at the beginning, you take the Shabbos profits and I'll take a Sunday profits, that doesn't work if he's not a partner. It doesn't work if he's an employee and everyone knows it's the Jew's business. If the business belongs to a Jew, k'maskelu tanur shel Shabbos. It's as if you're renting out, you're hiring him for your tanur on Shabbos. She yasek lo b'shvil zeh ha-sachar, that he should use the oven and get paid yom echad shel chol, and you're going to get paid yom echad shel chol because of that. Vasalit al schar Shabbos, and you're not allowed to get schar Shabbos. Magen Avraham says we should be machmir like this opinion, but it's dafka in this case where they do it without havla'a. Aval imu b'havla'a, but if they do b'havla'a, what does it mean they do b'havla'a? Kigon sha'omer la'ofe, that he says to the baker, tolat ha'shnayim u'shloshi yamim, v'ani shnayim u'shloshi yamim. You take 2 or 3 days, and I'll take 2 or 3 days. Shari kishisna b'tchilis ha'shutafus. That's okay, even though he's not actually a part owner in the business, but if that's the deal you have with your employee, where you don't say, you take Shabbos and I'll take Sunday, you say, you take weekends and I'll take weekdays. Something like that, where it's more broad than that. And some of the Achronim hold that you don't need that the Einu Yehudi is not an owner of the business when they make a tana, as long as they make a tanai at the beginning, since it's done b'avla, that even when he's not an owner of the business, it would still be okay. Viter in the Rama, v'yeshomrim, that Rama calls v'yeshomrim, shekol zeh lo mari ela b'shutafa shekol echad osik b'yomo. That's only a partnership where everyone works on their day. Aval k'sheshneim oskim b'yachad kol yimei achol, but if throughout the week they both work together in the business, and then on Shabbos, the Jewish partner just doesn't show up to work. Then you could divide all the profits, because the Einu Yehudi is doing it adaita d'nafshe. He's doing it because he wants to make his money. And the Jew isn't getting enough from the malacha that the non-Jew is doing, because it's not really the Jew's responsibility to do that malacha. He didn't show up to work that day. But even in that case, you cannot take a separate check for what came in on Shabbos. It has to be Bahavla'a together with all the other days. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes, Biyomo, Da'az, Kima de Yisrael Osa Kol Yom Aleph, Havle Inuudi Kishlucha Lasos Kol Yom HaShabbos Bishvilo. That in this case, since the Jew is working all day Sunday, it's as if the non-Jew is working for him on Shabbos. And to do that, you need to have a Tanai written in, you know, put in place in advance. The Kosovo Achronim, and the Achronim point out to what din im Einu Yehudi Nosen Moos Yisrael Lisasik Ben Bechol, Ubishabis Misasikhu, that if the non-Jew gives money to the Jew to invest during the week, and on Shabbos he uses it, the Jew cannot take from the profits that come in on Shabbos. Eli imkein yasna Yisrael imo meyikara shlo yimutal lav yom haShabbos klal. Unless the Jew makes a tanai in advance that I have no responsibilities klape Shabbos, di lavachi, because if he does not make that tanai in advance, kivan da malach hazos mutalos al Yisrael v'ni yudi also shlichus, so aser. Since it's really the Jew's responsibility to do it, and he's just allowing the Einu Yehudi to do it for him on Shabbos, so then he's acting as a shliach of the Jew, and that's not okay. So this is going where the Rama had said that we assume that if it's they're both they both come to work every day, and it's just on Shabbos that the Jew doesn't show up to work and the non-Jew runs the business by himself, so that's okay because he's doing it adaita d'nafshei. What do you mean adaita d'nafshei? Says Mishur b'shvil chelko, he's doing it for his portion. Davle ka'aris to mutar medina, like we learned in the last siman about an aris, about a sharecropper, where it's mutar min adin, and the only issue is a Marisayan issue. We can all brace and raise from Gimel or two Siman ago. The Kimmich Lokech Paperos of the Dite de Nafshe, the Chelek Hayisol Nishbach Memela. The guy is working for his own profits. It happens to be that it's inseparable. When he profits, the Jew also profits. Vodin Khan. So that's true by a sharecropper, and it's true here. El the Shah Master Batan Mishamarasain Shomushiro who become like a Marasain, that call you the Shah Yudhelikbo. That over there, where it's purely a Jewish owned business, it's Goldberg's field, it's whatever, Goldberg's bakery, so everyone knows that it belongs to the Jew, and therefore there's a Marasain issue. But over here, where it's Esposito and Goldberg, and everyone knows that it's Esposito and Goldberg, so it's not a Marasain issue, because everyone knows that Esposito works for Esposito, assuming he didn't have a Jewish mother. Right? So so everyone knows that he's working on his own behalf. Sivkat Niralith. Ve'ena Yisrael Nehena. So we said, and the Jew is not really getting hana'a from that malacha. Ratzalomar, ta'anasahu rak hana'a dimimela. Of course he's getting hana'a. He's getting half the prophets that are coming out on Shabbos. But it means that the hana'a is only something that's incidental. It just happens to happen that he gets this hana'a. Aval eina yinu yudiyos malachta b'shvilo lahano'so davi kishlucha b'zeh. But the guy's not doing this to be mahana the Jew. The guy's doing it because he's Esposito. His name is on the front of the store the same way Goldberg's name is on the front of the store. It's not the Jew's job to show up on Shabbos. On a weekday, they'd both be at work. And on Shabbos, if the Jew doesn't show up, he can't expect the guy to show up. So why is the guy showing up? For his own benefit. And therefore, it's for sure a daita d'nafshei. So he said, even so, when you take the payment, it should be only b'havla'a, sifkat nidbeiz, d'ilavachi mechzikas schar Shabbos. Because if it's not b'havla'a, then it looks like schar Shabbos. One more small, si'if beiz. When they did make a tanai at the outset that Guy, you work on Shabbos, Esposito works on Shabbos, Goldberg's going to work on Sunday, and therefore Esposito will get Shabbos schar, the Goldberg will get Sunday schar. Imacharkach b'shas chaluka nisrata in yudi lachlok b'shava muter. If at the end of the day, then yudi says, you know what, the math is too much for me. Let's just split it 50-50. So you're allowed to do that. Says the Mishnah Brura. Rotzalomar sha'alu lfi mashayisnu hein rav oma'at al chelik haShabbos yosu miyom echad hachol shal Yisrael. B'shas chaluka nisrata lachlok b'shava. That even though more money came in on Shabbos than came in on the Jew's day on Sunday, right? Meaning the Jew was supposed to work Sunday, the guy was supposed to work Shabbos, and more money came in on Shabbos. But when it came time to divide the money, he was perfectly happy to divide it evenly. We don't say we don't say that really then Yehudi was working for the Jew the whole time. Since they had a deal in place that the Yehudi is entitled to all of the profits of Shabbos, and now he's settling for a little bit less, we view that as a matana that the non-Jew is giving to the Jew. Because they had a deal in place that the guy is allowed to take all of the Schar Shabbos. But that's only if it was bestama without making a whole cheshbon of the 2 days, the Jew's day and the guy's day. But if they already did the cheshbon and they already figured out how much money came in on Shabbos, how much money came in on Sunday, and then the Jew says to, you know, Goldberg says to Esposito, he said, you know, this didn't really work out for me because 100 zuz came in on Shabbos and on Sunday only 50 zuz came in, and you know, we're partners. It even says, you know, Goldberg and Esposito, mine, you know, you're going to take more money out of the business than I'm going to take. So then, come on, do me a favor, give me $25 and let's split this evenly. And then Yehudi feels better and he says, okay, that's not so possible at all that you're allowed to do that. Meaning you're only allowed to divide it evenly if there was no cheshbon that was done in advance, and they're just saying, let's not do the math and let's just split it evenly. But if you know exactly what the cheshbon is and the Jew has to beg the guy to split it evenly, that's problematic. That is at least the machlokas, and therefore that should be avoided. Okay, that's from tomorrow. From the Rockley, I think I'll be doing this year, starting with Sif Gimel. Have a good evening, everybody.